AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A partial government shutdown is in effect. There is a deal in the Senate to separate Homeland Security money from a broader funding package. House Speaker Mike Johnson was on Fox News Sunday.
The president is leading this. It's his play call to do it this way. He has already conceded that he wants to turn down the volume, so to speak, and make sure this is done in an appropriate way.
The Department of Homeland Security would be funded temporarily to February 13th, setting up a deadline for Congress to find consensus on restricting ICE operations. President Trump reacted after he was mentioned during the Grammy Awards last night on CBS by host Trevor Noah.
Congratulations, Billie Eilish. Wow, that is a Grammy that every artist wants. Almost as much as Trump wants Greenland. Which makes sense. I mean, because Epstein's island is gone, he needs a new one to hang out with Bill Clinton.
The president said on social media Noah spoke incorrectly about him. He has never been to Epstein Island, nor anywhere close. He called Noah a dope and a talentless loser. Friendship with Jeffrey Epstein already cost Peter Mandelson the post of Britain's ambassador to Washington. Now Mandelson is facing demands he come clean about his relationship with the late sex offender after new revelations from the latest release of the Epstein files. Mandelson resigned from the governing Labor Party. Bitterly cold weather has stuck around in most of the country for about a week. David Roth at the National Weather Service says there will be a break, but don't get used to it.
We're going to get milder today through Friday, but then it gets, or at least through Thursday, and then it gets colder again late Friday and this weekend. And then we're going to be through this cycle, it looks like even next week, where we'll get milder again for a while, and then we get colder again.
There is a search going on in Arizona for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. Nancy Guthrie was last seen around Saturday night at her home near Tucson. Police say Guthrie has physical ailments, but no cognitive issues. This is AP News. On February 2nd, a groundhog saw his shadow.
It's Groundhog Day, and in Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil predicting six more weeks of winter after he saw his shadow, according to his official Groundhog Club handler.
There is a shadow here on my ground. Six more weeks of winter abound!
Cheers and boos from the crowd braving freezing temperatures across the country. Predictions pour in the Moore Winter Camp, New York, Staten Island, Chuck, Georgia's General Beauregard Lee, and an opossum in Alabama, Birmingham Jill. That's right, it's not just groundhogs. All kinds of animals getting into the weather forecasting business. Those predicting an early spring, groundhogs Buckeye Chuck in Ohio, Fig Newton in North Carolina, along with Benny the Bass, a fish in Ohio. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.